I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If he smelled like a candle, or excuse me, if a candle smelled like... I give up. I am struggling today. Okay, if there was a candle that smelled like you, what would it smell like? So Harry Styles, apparently there's this candle that smells like him at Target that keeps selling out, and it smells like vanilla and cashmere.
I actually went to my local Target in Vancouver yesterday to see if I could find this candle.
They don't have it.
There's like no candles at Target in general. Apparently, everybody needs candles right now because we're all home.
Yeah, so no one can find it, but so it's selling out. But I think the better question is if there was a candle that smelled like your essence, what would it be?
Mine in particular would probably be pizza and stale beer. Now think of this.
With a dash of failure.
A lot of failure. Think about like the seediest dive bar you can think of. The corner booth in the way back. Stale everything, smoke everything. That's what my candle would smell
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's what it smells like.
With
like
a when mix they come of pepperoni.
In, when they come in to open the next day and the sun's starting to rise and you just have that whiff of the night before, that's
yes,
you.
Yes, that's me.
I feel like mine would be barbecue and bad decisions with a splash of pork rinds.
No, I don't think your bad decisions outweigh, you know, are effervescent enough to warrant a candle.
I think maybe you don't pay enough attention over here. But so we posted it up on social media and we got some hilarious responses. Casey said sarcasm and watermelon vodka.
Yeah. Okay.
Megan said lavender and Coors Light. Mitch said the sweet, sweet smell of failure. Stacy sounds like surprisingly good. Bleach and cinnamon. So it's clean, but it also makes you want to eat it a little
bit. No, not at all.
Georgie, I love her. She said margaritas and lost memories.
Yeah, all right. I can go with that.
Haley took it a little bit more literal, and she said zebra stripe gum. So the smell of childhood for me.
Yeah.
Teresa said limoncello. Linda said bacon. So we want to know if there was a candle that smelled like you and your essence. That sounds so weird to say. What would it smell like?
You do have to pretty it up.
Yeah, 503-733-5105. It's Liz and Mike in the Morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. The Buzz, if there was a candle that smelled like your essence, what would it smell like?
Mine would smell like Sour Patch Kids and regret. I always have Sour Patch Kids everywhere. I have them in my desk drawers at work, in my cabinet. They're in my nightstand, and I eat them to the point that they make my mouth hurt, and then I can't eat food for a couple of days.
Jeez.
And I immediately regret the decision, but they're my favorite. I've been like this since I was like 15 and I'm 41 years old, and like my kids don't even like them, but I eat them. Like I'm the one at the store like throwing Sour Patch Kids in the shopping cart, and my kids are like, Mom, stop.
Now, is the regret smell specifically to your passion for Sour Patch Kids or just life in general?
Well, I feel like it makes me come off better if I say it's a Sour Patch Kid, but probably a lot of poor life choices.
Listen, if you
there's
were going
to... No judgment.
You don't want to smell this regret, I'll tell you that.
You don't want to smell the candle sitting across from me. That's way worse.
But like, well, but the best part is, so like a month ago, this came out. My daughter's a huge One Direction fan. Like on this quarantine hasn't been good for me because I've watched the documentary on Prime Video like 8 times with her, and she's been keeping me up to date on the potential for a reunion. So she said, Mom, there's a Harry Styles candle. It smells just like his cologne. We need to go to Target and get it. We got the last one at the Target before they sold out like a month ago, and I'm thinking it's going to smell like really expensive cologne. It smells like crappy Christmas cookies.
Listen, those are crappy Christmas cookies I would thoroughly enjoy.
I just looked at her. I said, what? I said, you made me go to Target on a Sunday? I said, you're insane. I said, you can only burn this in your room and burn it quick. Like, at least it was a small one. So, like, everybody out there, if this is how Harry Styles smells, they need to set their sights a little bit higher.
So it also has a splash of disappointment in it, which is reassuring, I feel like.
Right? So, again, it kind of feels like it goes with my Sour Patch Kids in regret.
I love it so much. much. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
You too.
Nothing about Harry Styles is disappointing, okay?
The Buzz, if there was a candle that smelled like your essence, what would it smell like?
So mine isn't very fun. I think it would smell like dogs and laundry. I don't know if this is supposed to be like a good thing.
It's quarantine. Everybody's spending a lot of time with laundry and their dogs.
Now, are we talking wet dog or like puppy breath? Because puppy breath's adorable.
Oh, that is kind of cute. But no, like dirty dog. Like it smells like chores.
It smells like chores. It smells like you should get a lint roller after you're done lighting it.
Yeah. It does.
The Buzz, if there was a candle that smelled like your essence, what would it smell like?
It would definitely smell like poor taste in men.
Are you having a hard time out there?
It's always a hard time out there.
Inquiring minds need to know, what does poor taste in men smell
like? Somebody
like
you, Mike.
Hey!
Just take a whiff. A little bit like garlic and onions.
Is that an Italian joke?
No, it was just a you joke. No.
Do I really smell, though?
I mean, I'm not going to say that. I don't. You know, there's not an HR rep here. So we want to know if there was a candle that smelled like your essence, what would it smell like? There's a candle allegedly at Target that smells like Harry Styles.
And I can assure you it smells a lot better than whatever mine would smell like.
Yeah, yours is disappointing. And a little bit of sweat. I'm not sure why.
Jeez! Come on!
If you had a candle that smelled like your essence, what would it smell like?
Totally chocolate and wine. Red wine.
Chocolate and wine go well together.
Yeah, and I like that it's specifically red wine. Keeps it classy.
You just have a higher echelon of fragrance, that's all.
You know what, though? If we can be honest, day after wine is kind of smelly.
Oh, day after wine is terrible. Or yeah. When you get, like, the red wine mouth, and it's just, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whenever you wake up the next morning, it's like total dragon breath cotton mouth.
It's like every Saturday and Sunday morning for me.
That's like a Tuesday for you. That's how you walked in here today, Mike.
Sorry.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
You're welcome. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.